President Biden today called the tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin last night a horrific act of violence. A man driving an SUV barreled through the crowd at a holiday parade yesterday, killing at least 5 people, injuring at least 48 more. Authorities say the suspect, who they identified as Daryl Brooks, left the scene of a domestic disturbance moments before driving into the parade. Police Chief Dan Thompson told reporters a short while ago that Brooks acted alone.
We have information that the suspect prior to the incident was involved in a domestic disturbance, which was just minutes prior, and the suspect left that scene just prior to our arrival to that domestic disturbance.
Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM is in Waukesha. He was at that press conference. And Chuck, what more did police say about what Daryl Brooks, the suspect, was doing before he drove through the parade?
Well, officers were asked and officials were asked about whether there was about the reports that Brooks allegedly had a knife at this domestic disturbance or was fearing a knife. And the police chief said the officers never got there. There was this call into them about the domestic disturbance, but by the time they could respond to that location, Brooks allegedly had already left and driven towards the parade route, got into the parade route, through a barricade, and an officer that tried to stop his vehicle, Brooks's vehicle, and then got into the route and started hitting people.
Just terrible. What charges is Brooks facing?
He potentially faces, the police will refer to the district attorney of Waukesha County, 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide stemming from the case, and there may be more charges depending on what the investigation finds, the police chief said.
Yeah. We understand you tell us the dead are all adults. Many of the victims were children. The victims went to 6 area hospitals. Just what more do we know?
Well, about the people that died, there are 4 females and 1 male. The youngest was age 52, and the oldest age 81. I don't know if they were in the parade or watching it. There are, though, among the 48 injured, 2 children are in critical condition at a local hospital. So it bears watching what happens with them.
Yeah. The mayor there, Sean Riley, described the town as a tight-knit community. How are people there reacting? I mean, it's early days, but what shock? How are they reacting? What are they thinking going forward? What's going on?
Well, I think there's a combination of sadness and shock, and the mayor and others talked about prayer. They talked about counseling being available for students and staff at the schools. So the schools will remain closed tomorrow, and I believe they're already off on Wednesday. So the schools will stay closed, the public schools, until a week from today. There will also be efforts to encourage other people to reach out to counseling either through a 211 service or a national 800 line, or if they have individual folks with whom to speak.
And very briefly, we know, you know, many of the children were victims. There's eyewitness accounts of people cradling little girls, and there was a marching band. How do we know how many children are injured?
Well, from what they said at today's news conference, it sounded like only a small number of kids were injured. Now, I don't know if that's right, because they said 11 or 12 were conveyed to hospitals last night. So I'm a little fuzzy on that, but there are 2 in critical condition.
Yeah. Chuck Kornbach, reporter with member station WUWM. Thank you so much.
Thank you.